Hey there, everyone. This is Ron's Update, brought to you by Ron from the Lost Trail Runner Podcast. Warning, warning, another mobile podcasting studio car cast coming at you. I'm back. I haven't talked to you since about the 4th, I guess, of this month, and today's the 14th, so it's been 10 days since I've done one of my little updates, so I thought I'd give you what's been going on. Last week was a down week for me. Not that I wanted it to be. I just had a crash. When I say crash, I mean one of those funk type things, mental collapse, where I just didn't feel like running for 3 or 4 days. I guess it was 3 days. I ran last Sunday, a week ago this Sunday, and then I didn't run Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday because I just didn't feel like it. It might have had to do with the weather too. I don't like it when it's rainy and windy and stuff like that. But anyway, on Thursday I finally got out the door and got a 5 miler in, a slow 5 miler. That's my trademark run nowadays. And then on Friday I got in 12 miles. I had a pretty good 12 miler. I ran out from my house and went out 6 miles, turned around and came back. And I enjoyed that one. It was started out as running 30 seconds, walking 30 seconds, and I was averaging about 13:20 a mile on the way out. And then on the way back, I switched to like a 1 minute run, 30 second walk, or 1.5 minute run and a 30 second walk on the flats and downhills. On the uphills, I would do a 30-30. And I got back in another negative split workout, and I got in 12 miles in like 2:37, I guess. I ended up averaging about 13:08 a mile overall, where I was at 13:20 at 6 miles on the way out. So I picked it up on the way back. Most of my miles on the way back were under 13-minute pace. But as you know, since I'm doing Galloway's training, and his long run pace is really slow, like 2 minutes slower than what you could run on that day. So 13 minutes is just about right, 13 to 13:30 in that range. So that was a very good run, and that was on Friday. Saturday I took the day off, and yesterday was Sunday, and I ran out at Stone Mountain with my daughter Laura on the back side of the mountain. We did an out and back run, and about a little over a mile into the run, we ran by the playground parking lot on the back side of Stone Mountain, and we ran into the world famous Samantha UF from Daily Mile, Twitter, and the Mojo Loco. And we talked to Samantha for a little bit, and once we finished talking, she headed for the trail and got in a trail run, and we continued on our out and back 5 miler. So from what I read on Daily Mile, she had a pretty good run, and so did we. So that kind of wrapped up the week for me, and I'll let you go for now. See ya. Bye.
Hello, this is Jeff Galloway, Olympian and distance running expert.
And I'm Kevin, host of the Extra Mile podcast.
Kevin and I have come together today to tell you about an exciting new project we're working on this year that could absolutely change the way you think of running, possibly forever.
That's right, Jeff. This time, not only are we looking to help you finish your first or 100th marathon,
this time, we want to show you how the Galloway Run Walk Run can help you run injury-free until you're 100.
That's a tall order, Jeff.
It is, Kevin, but it's not just talk. I've been on this quest for over 32 years now and have worked with over 250,000 runners with a success rate of over 98%. I think you have to agree, that's just not talk.
So here's the deal. Beginning in April, Jeff and I will begin a brand new series of podcasts that we call the Extra Mile Podcast Galloway Edition. In this podcast, we'll take you through the Galloway run, walk, run training method from start to finish, from your first step out the door
to the last step across the finish line, injury-free.
And finish with you wondering how you ran so long without it. So make sure you keep an eye out for the Extra Mile Podcast Galloway Edition. Details will be posted at www.thegallowayextramile.com very soon, as well as in Jeff's monthly newsletter at www.jeffgalloway.com and in iTunes.
So until then, y'all enjoy your extra mile.